Hello and welcome to the Mixed Beatles Rap Review Podcast. Today we have our weekly album review. We are going to be going over Reason's New Beginnings album, as well as some of the stuff we've been listening to this week, and an explanation of how we're going to be ranking our albums from now on. So today we got Trujillo and Tito ready to talk about Reason. So, Tito, what do you know about Reason? What do you think of him? Have you heard of him before?
I'm a huge TDE fan. I've been listening to TDE for a while. You know, Kendrick Lamar is, in my opinion, the GOAT. Very personal opinion, but when I heard about Reason and how no one on TDE right now is really coming out with anything new, it's like, oh, I'll check him out. So, I listened to his first mixtape, I think it was a mixtape. It wasn't a full album, but I think it's called Better Days. Or there you have it, yeah. It has a song on there called Better Days. But yeah, I've been listening to him for a bit. He's kind of different. Or I should say he's not very different from a lot of other artists I listen to. I don't know. In my opinion, he's not very inspired, but I still think he makes good music. And yeah, I've been listening to him for a while now.
Yeah, I've heard of Reason before, haven't really dove into his discography much at all. I've only really known him to be part of TDE and, you know, some of the bits of that group. I'm not a huge TDE fan. I do like some of the members quite a bit, but I don't really care to, like, you know, look into all of the group, really. So for the most part, this is my kind of first listenings to Reason, and, you know, for the most part, I really liked what I heard, so yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, so I guess we can go into what we've been listening to this weekend, or this week.
Yeah, so
Trujillo start for us.
Yeah, so nothing really all too new. I added the song Guild with Mac Miller on Doris. I don't know how I've never had that in my library before now, but I had to make sure I added that. And also, Be Yourself Part 2, Taylor Bennett's little EP project, he came out with a single from that, and I thought it was really good. Definitely, I'd recommend go checking it out if you've liked Taylor Bennett in the past, or this, you know, kind of more poppy, fun rap that he is doing. So yeah, I'd recommend checking that out. Tito, what have you been listening to? What have you added this week?
Well, so this week I haven't really added too much. Somehow I added Pyramids by Frank Ocean. Don't know how I never had that song either. That's one of those that, you know, I've always listened to, and for some reason it just wasn't in my library. I have a couple Big Pun songs I've added. Still Not a Player, You Came Up. You know, two really classic songs that, again, I probably should have had earlier. But man, really, this week I've just been listening to, like, my top 100, the playlist that Apple comes out with.
Yeah, if you don't know, we both listen on Apple Music. Not necessarily any big, like, thing about that. I know Spotify is great. I've heard people have, you know, great opinions about that. But Apple is just what we have in use, and it's been good for us for what we've used. With Apple, it comes out with a 20, like, your year review of, like, your top 100 songs. And for 2020, I guess they have kind of like a midway through, so it's showing our top 100 songs for the last little bit. And Tito, what did you have up there?
Oh my gosh, I this playlist made me realize how, like, not diverse my music taste is. My number one song I'll listen to this whole year is Solo by Frank Ocean. Number two is Fuck Your Ethnicity by Kendrick. Three is Nikes. Four is Hold Up, also by Kendrick. And five is Excuse Me by ASAP Rocky. I don't know. For me, that song is just really fun to, like, rap along to. And I don't know. It's fun to just scream in the car when no one's around, you know?
Yeah, definitely some fun ones up there. I was kind of surprised with Solo and Nikes being so high for you. I just, you know, Tito is a very big fan of the classic, you know, the real traditional, like, hardcore kind of rap. And, you know, but Frank is, of course, an exception to, I think, everyone's music listening, which is a really cool thing. For my 2020 kind of midway through review, I had a lot of kind of just things that made sense for me. A lot of MF Doom, a lot of Kanye, some Wu-Tang stuff, and, you know, a lot of more classical, lyrical kind of stuff that I've been into. Nothing that really surprised me too much, other than the fact that in my top 100, as a very big self-proclaimed Kanye fan, I did not have one song from My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy up there.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, a lot of people will, have their opinions about that. I'm not necessarily one to think that it isn't a good album by any means. I think it's great and it has some really great moments. But for me, there's not any really one or couple of tracks that stand out to me all too much. I think there are a whole handful of songs on College Dropout and even Late Registration that are better than I think really anything for the most part on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, but I do definitely understand why people rate that so high. And, you know, it is just a very, you know, epic, you know, great, grand, you know, showing from Kanye. So
yeah, I understand true. That. It's more of an album than individual songs. It's kind of hard to, like...
Yeah, it's definitely an experience, you know. If you've ever seen the whole, like, movie that he's made with it, definitely. Yeah,
is whatever it's called. Yeah. But anyway, let's get into Reason. So... Yeah, like I was saying earlier, I've been listening to Reason since his first mixtape came out. And I don't know, it was just never anything special for me. I liked it. He's decently lyrical, but at the same time, you can kind of know some weak spots in his first album. And then he's been coming out with all these singles during quarantine and during these past few months. So everybody's like, oh my gosh, finally a new TDE album. And last night... on TDE's Instagram, we were blessed with this new project, New Beginnings. So, let's get into the track list.
Yeah, so it started off with Something More, which I feel is a great intro to the album. I really like the way that he did this and the style of intro tracks. I've never been a huge fan of like making it sound like you're in a big movie or something and like this thing is about to... you know, not really much of a song at all. I want the intro track to be something that, you know, introduces the album well, but that can also stand on its own as a decent song, which I feel this did. It just introduced to some really nice lyrics and flow by him. You know, he has a very good voice and easy to understand, easy to follow, easy to enjoy. So
definitely
a good way to start off the album.
Yeah, I definitely think it showcases Reason as best, especially for an album where, you know, not many people have heard of Reason before. A lot of people are listening to him for the first time with this new album, especially with how dry music's been lately. So, yeah, it's a really good way to introduce him and the style that he works best doing.
Yeah, definitely. I thought it was just, you know, a good showcase of himself and then brings you into, you know, showing more of what he can do with different styles. We see that a lot in the first couple tracks, tracks 3, 4, 5. All have a lot more of a upbeat, a more, you know, almost trappy vibe to them. They, you know, have some quicker, quicker verses, features by Schoolboy Q, and, even, you know, on track 6 with Rhapsody, you know, it was a lot different from kind of the beginning of the album and what we're gonna see later in the album. But I think it did a good job to break the album up and have some fun parts to it to start off with after, you know, the first two tracks, I'd say.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, I definitely think, and yeah, this kind of leads into my entire thoughts about the album, but I definitely think Reason is better with these slower, more melodic, like the title track and like some of the later tracks in this album. Pop Shit, So Showstop, those were a couple of singles that came out in these past few months, and you know, they're good bangers for what they are, but I definitely think it's not Reason's strong suit to be making these. And it feels a little bit weird that they're all packed in at the beginning of the album when, in my opinion, they're some of the weakest tracks.
Yeah, it is definitely interesting. Later in the album, you'll see tracks like Slow Down and West Side really showcase Reason's ability to have some really good lyrics and to really make some deep... songs that incorporate a lot of really good storytelling, and it feels like for the most part these songs like Pop Shit and Showstop and Flick It Up are an attempt to really, you know, be more in the mainstream and make these, you know, more catchier, more trappy beats and songs that really just aren't showcasing what Reason is really the best at, as Tito was saying. You know, he has really this good ability to make some good, like, meaningful tracks, and he doesn't have to be only pigeonholed to these, you know, his want to make these more mainstream songs. So I feel like, for the most part, that can show on these tracks that honestly feel a little forced at sometimes.
Yeah, they're pretty manufactured there. And, you know, I can think of just three examples, like Pop Shit, Showstop, favorite friend Flick It Up with Absol. I mean, yeah, again, they're good. They're good songs for what they are, but not Reason Strong Suit.
Yeah, definitely. There were a lot of features on this album, tracks 6 through 12, except for 7, so 8 through 12 all had features. We also had, you know, before mentioned Schoolboy Q and Rhapsody. What did you think about the features on this album in general?
I honestly think that these features, I think they almost outshined Reason at some points. I mean, Isaiah Rashad and Jid on track 11, Extinct, they were, you know, those are some of the best verses I've heard from them, and I think, and you know, Reason can stand with these guys. He really is a pretty lyrical rapper. He has some good talents in that realm, but yeah, Isaiah and Rashad and Jid, especially on that 11th track, really killed it. You know, and with a couple of the other features, they were good. I don't think we had many bad features on this album. They all tied in pretty well with the songs. They worked well with Reason.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree. For the most part, you kind of got what you're expecting out of these artists that were being featured, you know. Isaiah Rashad sound, you know, his great voice, his, you know, nice flow, got exactly what you were looking for. Same with JID. And one specifically, definitely the track I Can Make It featuring Rhapsody had an amazing Rhapsody verse, and just how you envision her giving a good verse on an album, you know, her very... very distinct flow, very good lyricism, very impactful and important rhymes. You know, I really like that track, number 6 on the album for sure. Definitely. And just overall, you got, you know, what you were looking for out of these artists. So that was definitely a good definitely. Touch.
Yeah, it's weird. I think Rhapsody, like, almost always does better on her features than her main stuff. I mean, her main stuff's great, but yeah, it's almost like complexion levels with how good she did on track 6 here. And then, yeah, so going down the list, we can... you know, we can see in the middle of this album, we have some tracks that really try and carry a strong message and storytelling with them. You know, if we talk about Fall and Slow Down featuring Almeida, not sure how you say her name, but, you know, these are tracks with really strong messages and really strong storytelling. And again, that's really what Reason is best at. He is great at being able to tell a story. He's a lot like Kendrick in a lot of ways like that. He can really convey an idea through lyrics very well.
Yeah, for sure. There was definitely some moments on the album where he got into some deep storytelling and, you know, some deeper stuff, and it really showed through and, you know, in good contrast to, you know, these more trappier beats as we were kind of going over before. Tito, what do you think about this album in terms of its, you know, overall flow? It's a 14-track album, only 48 minutes, so kind of some shorter ones. What did you think about, you know, start to finish, how it all kind of flowed together?
I mean, there were definitely, I mean, I remember there being quite a few, like, pretty cool transitions, especially from, I remember from Slow Down to Flick It Up. Like, you know, Slow Down is such a nice, like, beautiful melodic song, and transitioning into probably the hardest song on this album. You know, he did a really great job going from one to the other. But the problem is with the flow of this album is it kind of, it's really a lot like a roller coaster. I mean, you know, you've got bangers sprinkled kind of all the way through. I mean, you know, Flick It Up goes hard, like Pop Shit and Show Stop. They're kind of holding up the beginning, but yeah, it's interesting how there isn't a soft spot of the album. There isn't a harder area. He really sprinkles some songs that are good all throughout.
Yeah, I would definitely have to agree. It has no real clear, you know, arc. It kind of bounces all over the place, but not in a way that makes it feel incoherent. It just more was, you know, different sides of what I think Reason was trying to show us with his ability, which I think didn't really take anything away from the album for the most part. You know, it had its slow, serious parts, and it had its more serious, upbeat parts, and overall it flowed together decently well. Some of these tracks, I think, were maybe a little forgettable simply due to the overall amount of tracks that we had on here in such a kind of short amount of time. Some of these ones, like Fall and Gossip, are kind of, you know, forgotten, especially if all of these really big, you know, features and stuff that was going on. So that maybe took it down a little bit, but for the most part, I think it had a pretty good, you know, arc throughout.
Yeah, I definitely didn't think there were many weak spots on this album. It's pretty good throughout. You know, I guess we can get into this when we talk about our favorite and least favorite tracks on here, but yeah, it had a good flow.
Yeah, I think with that, we've gone over it pretty well. Are you ready to kind of give your review and your rating for this album?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I guess let's start with you. How do you rate an album, and what are you going to start from, like, here on, and how we're going to be looking at these?
Well, so my rating scale is just going to be from 1 to 10. And it's basically my criteria for a good album are good lyrics, great storytelling, and also the fun musical aspect to it, because, I mean, that's what you're listening to an album for. You're not just trying to, you know, you could read poetry if you're trying to find amazing stories, and that's it. So, I mean, you know, with those criteria, I think this album does really well. It really flows through pretty well. I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10, and the reason for that is because of just a few weaker spots where I think a lot of potential was lost. Again, my least favorite track on this album was probably Showstop. It feels very manufactured, not special at all. I mean, you know, anyone could have made that. Same thing with the next track, Favorite Friend. Reason just is not good at these. I mean, you know, especially with these two, these bangers just don't really work for him too well. But other than those, this is a very strong track list, and it flows pretty well together. So yeah, that's my rating.
All right, 7 out of 10 there for Tito. As for me, how I rank an album is also going to be on a out of 10 scale. The things that I'm mainly looking for is just simply the pure enjoyment of the listening experience. And this, you know, comes with a couple things. You have to, of course, enjoy hip-hop in general to be one, you know, it's not like this is just music in general, you know what I mean? We are a hip-hop and rap-focused review channel, so that's how we're going to be looking at these albums. And with that being said, I think it should just seriously come down to, you know, no biases in terms of what kind of rap you like the most. It doesn't necessarily matter if you're more into lyrics or beats or anything like that. It just is really how enjoyable of a listening experience start to end is this song. I mean, is this album, you know? Is there songs in there that push the bad ones out of the way? Or is it, you know, does it blend together well? Just overall, how enjoyable was, like, what percent of the album I thought was enjoyable? And for that, I think I'm gonna be giving this a 6.5 out of 10. That sounds a bit low after some of the accolades we were giving to it, but I think the most part is that the majority of this album felt a little manufactured in terms of A, just trying to make these trap more catchy beats that I felt weren't necessarily Reason trying to show his real showcase of his rap abilities, and two, just overall the length of it and the, I think, overly track list makes it so that some of these really great songs like West Side and Slow Down and Extinct kind of get overshadowed in a way, just because there's so much stuff that often sounds pretty similar in general, making it a little more forgettable.
Yeah, that's something I forgot to mention. This album is not crazy memorable, and that's the main reason for my rating as well. It's just, I don't know, Reason isn't really the most memorable artist. I mean, you can draw a lot of comparisons with him to other TDE artists and other artists in general, but yeah, there wasn't much experimental on here. It's just Reason being pretty decent with his lyrics and having a few soft spots here and there.
Yeah, it was really like, you know, two sides of a coin. You either had his quicker, you know, fun, more catchier songs, or these more lyrical, serious songs. And I feel that if it was condensed down to maybe, you know, 8, 9, 10 tracks, it wouldn't be as bad, but when it's a 14-track song, I mean, album, you're going to be hearing a lot of kind of, you know, repetition. So yeah, with that being said, a 6.5 out of 10, I think my least favorite song is as well Showstop. It was, you know, really repetitive in my opinion. I remember listening to it and not even hearing bars until like what felt like a minute into the song. And as for my favorite song, I think it has to go to Extinct featuring Isaiah Rashad and Jid. Had some really good flows and features from both of them, and even himself. There were some really cool lyrics that were incorporated in there, and overall just a really great song. So yeah. Did you go over your favorite song?
I don't remember if I did, but yeah, my favorite song on here is also Extinct. Those features just, yeah, Isaiah Rashad and Jid just killed it on this song for me. Yeah, I have a few tracks on here that I really like. Again, that Rhapsody track, I Can Make It, really solid performance by her. And Reason, again, he can stand with these guys. He can really rap along and not get too overshadowed by his features.
Oh, one also track I wanted to mention is Sauce featuring Vince Staples. I felt this was a little underwhelming. I was really expecting more. I think Reason and Vince Staples are two that I thought really could, you know, flow together well on a track. You know, kind of show different sides of, like, a coin and really make a good song together. And it was all right. I think it was a feature before, I mean, a single before this. I don't know. It wasn't too interesting to me. And I felt like neither of them really performed at their best.
Yeah.
And that coming right after Flick It Up and In Between Extinct, which, you know, kind of made that transition a little weird. But overall, not that bad of the area of the album.
Yeah, it wasn't a terrible song, just not their best. Okay, well, do we have anything else, Trujillo?
No, I think for the most part we can wrap it up. Yeah, 6.5, 7, pretty good album. Recommend listening to it, especially if you're a TDE fan. You know, you got Isaiah Rashad and Jid and Absol, Schoolboy Q, you know, a really TDE-centered track, you know.
Yeah.
Hope, you know, wishing to see some Kendrick on it. Sadly, there was nothing there, you know. There's buzz about something coming out in the future, so hopefully that comes sooner than later. But yeah, overall, decent, recommend it. You know, has some good spots, but overall, as a whole cohesive project, just it's definitely something that he can do better with. But yeah, showed a lot of potential. Definitely going to be listening to some more Reason. And yeah, anything else, Tito?
I think that's it. Great album. I recommend it.
All right. Thank you. This was the first episode of the Mixed Beatles Rap Review Podcast, looking over the album New Beginnings by Reason. Please drop a comment if on your, you know, preferred listening format of albums you want us to be reviewing in the future. We're also going to be going over some classic albums here and there, and just overall opinions of, you know, rap top 10s, greatest albums, rappers, hits, and things like that. So yeah, a lot more to come in the future, and so stay tuned. Thank you.